Pelosi slams McConnell as enabler of some of the worst stuff. By Hannah Blow on April 15, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, ripped Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, as an enabler of some of the worst stuff. According to an excerpt of USA Today journalist Susan Page's autobiography of the 81-year-old Speaker, Madam Speaker, Nancy Pelosi and the Lessons of Power. Mitch McConnell is not a force for good in our country, Pelosi said, describing him as an enabler of some of the worst stuff, and an instigator of some of it on his own. According to reports, the rift between the two likely grew even further following the passing of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. As McConnell allegedly rejected Pelosi's idea to have the late justice lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda on the grounds that there was no precedent for such treatment of a justice, according to Page. When William Howard Taft had lain in state in 1930, he had been not only the Chief Justice but also President, McConnell noted, Page wrote. He wasn't swayed by the argument that Ginsburg had achieved an iconic status in American culture, especially for women and girls. Pelosi also told Page she refers to McConnell as Moscow Mitch, primarily because he takes issue with the nickname. It's an effort to smear me, McConnell said during an appearance on The Hugh Hewitt Show in September 2019. You know, I can laugh about things like the Grim Reaper. But calling me Moscow Mitch is over the top. The book also reveals Pelosi would not have been elected to Congress in 1987 if not for tricking Republicans to vote for her with misleading mailers, which reportedly had elephant logos on them and criticized efforts to raise taxes, and argued Pelosi would oppose income tax hikes if elected to Congress, as Breitbart News exclusively detailed. The push worked, and delivered her thousands of GOP votes. Had she not gotten those Republican votes these mailers helped deliver for her? Given the close margin of her first victory that then sent her as the only Democrat into the runoff that sealed her election to Congress in the 1987 special election in San Francisco, she might not have ever won in the first place, and might not be Speaker of the House today, her second stint in the job. The book is slated to come out April 20.